This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's officially Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. Email me your questions. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything, but email them in right now. And always remember,
you know, freedom is not free.
Before I get back to these phone calls, 877-377-4373. We'll keep them going until they start to suck. 877-377-4373. Let's do a little recap of race politics. Actually, you know what? Pause on the race politics thing for a moment. I brought this up before. I'll bring it again. Joe Biden is the biggest liar in the history of the presidency. And I know that's amazing because every president lies. Republicans, Democrats, they all lie. They're politicians. They lie. It's part of their job is lying. But when politicians lie, these are what the lies normally are. Well, no, the economy's getting better. Something kind of general, but maybe, I guess that's clearly a lie, but I guess I'm going to have to pull up charts and graphs to prove it's a lie. But Joe Biden has lied for so long. Remember, we have tape of his from decades ago where he lied about finishing the top of his class, and he was like bottom of the class. He's lied for so long about these black and white, easily verifiable things that it's bizarre. It really is weird. And I'm one who expects the president to lie. I expect him to lie. We have weapons of mass destruction. Okay. Joe Biden lies about everything. And there is easily verifiable ones. You couldn't own a cannon when the country was founded. Even people close to Joe Biden have told him to stop saying that because it's not true. There's nothing true about that at all. People own cannons all over the place. But he says it over and over and over again. He gave another one today. This is just, what?
Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office. We need to keep making that progress.
What? That's not true. The national average was just over $2 when Joe Biden took office. That's not true. And everyone knows that isn't true. That's weird. Chris, am I wrong? It's weird how maybe that's just combine a lifetime of lying with having the media run protection for you. And that's just what you end up with. Chris brought up the dementia thing that he can't keep the lies straight. And I'm sure there's some truth to that, but let me push back on you on that. Joe Biden didn't have dementia decades ago when he was lying about where he went to school, about where he finished in his class. Joe Biden's been lying about how he could have played football, I think it was, at the University of Delaware when actually he got kicked out for his grades. Joe Biden has been telling easily verifiable lies for decades, long before his brain melted into tapioca pudding. A long time before. It's weird. All right. Let's get to a quick email here. Dr. Steele Jesse. I recently turned my dime girlfriend onto your show. She says, Denzel who? He could never compare to your Adonis-like physique and good looks. That's, of course, true. She heard about the trip to Israel and thinks that sounds like a blast. She's come up with a theory on her own, like many have, that Chris is imaginary and that right before the trip he will get, quote, sick. So the question is, if Chris suddenly becomes unwell before the trip, how can we prove he's real? Their names are Daniel and Alexandra. Of course, Alexandra would be a dime. Alexandra is one of those hot chick names. Every girl named Carly is a dime. Everyone named Tiffany is a dime, but probably has some problems. Definitely a neck tattoo. And every Alexandra is a dime. That's just the way it is. All right, how can I? Well, there's no way I can prove something like that. Now, there is something. I mean, I don't even know if I should tell them. Chris, should I tell them about you and the missus and everything right now? Well, I didn't ask Chris, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's my show. It's not like anyone's listening. Not like the whole country's listening. Well, there is a chance, because Chris is a newlywed, that his wife will become pregnant. There's probably, I'm not getting involved, but I just want you to know there's a chance. And obviously, if she's getting ready to pop, she got a bun in the oven, he can't come. But I don't do this. I'm not setting you up for failure. Chris is going to be there with us in Israel, barring a pregnancy. Okay? He will. I'm going to be there. Chris, Michael, the wife's going. My kids are going. I think my folks are going. My sister's going. My in-laws are going. And a bunch of the Jesse Kelly Show family. We're just going to be a bunch of anti-communists rolling through Israel. You want to come with us? Fine. Come on. July 17th to the 26th of next summer. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or you can call 877-234-3002. Matt, Tampa, go.
Hey, Jesse. I haven't heard the talking heads discuss the potential for governor's coattails, especially places like Vermont where the guy Scott's got like, I don't know, I saw a poll 50-plus, New Hampshire, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. What do you think in terms of, are we underplaying the impact of governor coattails on getting our senators over the line?
Yes, because we are underplaying it, and it's a great point because I talked to somebody today specifically about that because, you know, I'm big on the states. I think the federal government sucks, and it's always going to suck, but states can be saved. Localities can be saved. So I was talking to him about the governor's races. Because most of the time, you don't pay attention to another state's governor's race, right? Governors are huge. They're really, really important. Remember, I live in Texas. Texas and New York weren't like two different states. They were like two different planets during coronavirus. They were. So talk to a guy today about this. He thinks there's a chance, because of places like even New Hampshire going red, he thinks there's a chance we're going to have 31 Republican governors after the midterms. 19 Democrat governors, 31 Republican governors. That is, it is incredible. And honestly, it's what we keep coming back to. The Democratic Party in this country, they only have themselves to blame as they've isolated themselves more and more and more. And they've become just the urban elites, and they own academia, and they own entertainment, and they own the urban areas. And because they own so many of the things you can see and hear, they do not understand how they sound to normal people. I'm not naive. I know I'm a fire-breathing right-winger, and I'm far right of normal Americans. I'm not an idiot, but I know that, right? But I also know this. You can take the relatively apolitical person, maybe he even votes Democrat sometimes. Oh, I don't know, he seems nice. And you tell him Democrats now want to take your teenage daughter behind your back, convince her she's a boy, and cut her breasts off. And that human being thinks you're a demon. But they don't know how they sound because they control all the avenues of communication. It's not Chris's people. It's actually the communists. They control all the avenues of communication so they can't see how they sound and how on the outs they are. Now, I don't want to look at everything through rose-colored glasses. We are in very deep trouble because they do own so much of the administrative state, right? Even if we take back the House and the Senate, when they own the CIA, FBI, DOJ, IRS, EPA, and they use those positions, that's a big deal. If you've been hearing about the pro-lifers that have been getting arrested over and over and over and over again, came out yesterday that the person at the DOJ who's spearheading all that, hardcore pro-abortion activist and has been for the longest time. They don't go into the DOJ and think, wow, I'm just going to impartially enforce the law. They go in and, well, they do what communists do. So I don't want to use rose-colored glasses here, but at a state level, it's really good. And I know this hurts to hear if you're in a blue state. I know it does. But this is going to be the great sorting. If your state doesn't go red now, in this kind of a red tsunami type year, if your state doesn't go red now, your state cannot be salvaged. You understand that there's now, I would say, an above average chance that New York State is going red. I think Lee Zeldin has a chance to beat Kathy Hochul in New York. If I told you that a month ago, you would have turned off the radio and said, who is this wingnut on the radio? There's a good chance that happens now. So if your state can't manage to remove the communists from its helm now in this election, your state ain't salvageable. That hurts, but that's true because the red areas are getting stronger and redder. There's a lot to feel good about. All right, I still haven't gotten to race politics. I'm mad at myself, but I get distracted. And I will get more to these calls because you're actually doing really well. I'm proud of you. 877-377-4373. No small talk. Get right to the point and be ready to go. All right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
I can't believe you don't acknowledge the greatness of reheated spaghetti, Chris. You know how weird that is? I just said to Chris, because we had some extra spaghetti at the office, spaghetti and meatballs, and Michael just snatched it up to take it home because apparently he's a thief. Anyway, I told him, you know, save that for tomorrow, Michael, and reheat it. It's better than fresh. And Chris tried to push back on me. Chris, you don't see this. You don't understand. Spaghetti, don't ever say spaghetti isn't good to me at all. It's better than any of you people's food, that's for sure. That's one. No, it's not the least of all pasta. You haven't had it spicy. You've never had some Italian woman brew you up a batch of spaghetti, pal. That's one. Two, it's better the second day because you let it sit there in the fridge and all those flavors sit in there and they get to know each other. Oh, gosh. You're probably over there eating sauerkraut or some crap. Sauerkraut's disgusting. All right, sorry, I'm focused now again. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get to some race politics real quick before I get back to these phones. Myra Flores, she's that one who won the special election in the totally blue district here in Texas. She's got a tough re-election campaign going on right now. She tried to join the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and they didn't let her. We've had many black Republicans try to join the Congressional Black Caucus. They're now, don't let them in. And then this little tidbit came out today. Carla Hernandez is her name. This little tidbit from Florida came out. Listen to this.
I'll tell you this. I know that, you know, technically she's considered a Latina, but I think that her Latina card should be revoked. Mm-hmm. The moment that she said, and she was okay, as a Cuban American, saying that she...
Latina card should be revoked. Keep this in mind. This is something you probably already know, but keep this in mind. The communism is the religion of the malcontent. That's all it is. That's why it's changed. That's why it was different in China than it was in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union focused on the urban poor. China, the Soviets tried to tell China to do that, and Mao and all the communists in China said, that won't work here. Those people are happy. We need to find the miserable people. That's the rural poor. And then communism looked way different in Cambodia when they did it. And communism looks way different here because we don't have miserable urban poor and rural poor. We need a they had different malcontents here. Communism, it focuses your bitterness and anger. And it tells people, it goes to the malcontent and it simply tells the malcontent, hey, that person you hate, give me power and I'll hurt him. That's all communism really is. Give me power. And I'll hurt the person you blame for your problems. There's this amazing thing that's so obvious when you pay attention in America. People think that the Democrat Party is the party of black people or Latinos or gays or climate change or feminists. Yeah, you see how they talk about Clarence Thomas? Most of these words I can't even say that they use for Clarence Thomas or I'd get kicked off the air. But do you have any idea how many times Clarence Thomas has been called Uncle Tom and things like that? Have you seen how they speak about our women? All the dimes we have running for office now. You've seen how they speak about Carrie Lake. You remember how they spoke about Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she was Donald Trump's thing? Kayla McEnany. All of a sudden, gloves are off, baby. Well, what? That doesn't look like the party of women because they're not the party of women or black people or Latinas or anything else. That's the party of communism. And as long as you're serving that end, you are on the in and you are welcome. The second you stop being a good servant to it, you are on the outs. That's how it operates. Don't buy the communist branding. Oh, it's the party of this or party of that. No, it's not. It's the party of communism. That's it. It's not more complicated than that. They found our malcontents, and they have used them to great effect. 877-377-4373. Evan in Denver, go.
Jesse, my man. Okay, so just a little bit on, you know, I'm a realist like you, okay? We all think that, you know, we can't change a lot of people. But I was in a liquor store. I saw MSNBC. They were talking about January 6th. And I just told that woman in there, I said, look, do you realize there's still people in jail? Do you realize there was like 70-year-old women in there? And she got just flushed and said, no way. I said, look it up. And that's all I got to say, brother. Take it away.
It's a great call. It's a great call because it's very revealing of something that you and I talk about all the time. How do we deal with the fact that our cultural institutions are so broken? We have well-meaning people across America who reside entirely in a world of make-believe, and they have no idea. Honestly, unless you're an activist like you, you don't know the truth about anything because who's giving it to you? They're all lying to you on purpose. Some poor girl working in a liquor store, she's not listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. She probably has my picture up in there. What, Chris? But she's not listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. So what? How do we overcome that? One step at a time. Go in there and reveal it to them. One step at a time. All right? Johnny, Jersey, go.
Yeah, you were talking about the hierarchy in jail. I've been in dozens of jails, mainly municipalities, but several times in a county jail up to like 30 days, always like on the psych ward for various reasons. I'm kind of crazy. The hierarchy is basically money-based or cigarettes. It's what you got in your commissary account that decides who's going to be your friend, what you can do, and when you can do it. And that was until they started 23-hour lockdown in the county jails. I remember my last time I was in 20 years ago for 9 days. I just kept on crawling the walls for a cigarette. It was horrible.
Johnny, I want to ask you this because I've seen all the movies and I know about the cigarettes being currency in prison. What I don't understand is why, when such a small percentage of the population smokes, now I know that percentage is probably higher in prison, but when you have a product that most people can't use, why is it currency?
Because the people who don't use it can use it with the people who do use it, and it's still, you might not like root beer, but if I give you a root beer, you can just sell it to somebody that does like root beer. You know what I'm saying? Also, commissary is candy bars, beverages, snack cakes. The commissary, I just pointed out cigarettes as the main one because I'm a smoker, and that's what I know works very well for me. But there's all kinds of stuff you can use to trade and barter and find your place in the world and who's going to protect you and who's going to knock you down, you know?
Do they have Totino's pizza rolls? Can you heat things up at all?
Nah, not on the psych wards. They don't have much of nothing. You can't even have your shoelaces, you know?
Dang it. I'm never getting locked up, Chris. Well, if you can't nuke anything, if everything has to be cold, I'll just sit there and eat snack cakes and get fat whenever the FBI finally comes for me. 877-377-4373. Again, the liquor store girl, based off that call. Listen to the president. If you're a normal person, not like you or me, if you're a normal person, how in the world can you overcome the president lying about gas prices? A black and white lie. You don't know. Even if you don't like him, you don't know that's an outright lie. All right. $28. I have asked you for it before. I'll ask it again. You remember that call we had the other night from Washington? Guy's wife was thinking about aborting their child, and you could tell he was scared and desperate, but he's got an ultrasound next week. One, remember to keep him in your prayers. Two, remember the power of the ultrasound. It has been the greatest victory of the pro-life movement in this country because I believe it is from God that when a young lady hears that heartbeat, it's no longer a clump of cells. Now it's alive. And now, as a young mother, she wants to protect it and nurture it. They choose life when they hear the heartbeat. Preborn sets up outside of these abortion clinics, and they offer these young ladies a free ultrasound. Costs $28. Your $28 buys a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby. Save a life tonight. And you all the right people, they took all the right pills. When the sun or the rain, we can be like they are. Come on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get back to these calls in a second. 877-377-4373. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed now, all 3 hours. Your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They are trying really, really, really hard to shame people in Pennsylvania into voting for John Fetterman. It has been nothing short of embarrassing since the worst debate performance anyone has ever seen. Remember, you watched it, or at least you heard the sound bites the other night. That's the worst debate performance in the history of mankind. It was an entire night of, well, this stuff.
You know, and you know, you talk about the liberty of statue has never had an inscription inside that said, you know, send your tired, huddled masses and put them on a bus and turn them into a cheap political stunt.
Headline: Why Fetterman's Senate campaign is a teaching moment greater than this election. And then goes on to whine about the fact that we're pointing out he can't talk. And they talk about how it's discrimination. And you know what? Yeah, it is. I believe in discrimination. I'm a huge fan of it. You are too. People just like to lie about it. Everything you actually value, you're discriminating. You are. What kind of car do you like? One that drives all the time or one that breaks down all the time? What? What? Why are you doing discrimination? What kind of surgeon do you want to perform on you? One with shaky hands or one with steady hands? Are you discriminating? And yes, I do prefer my United States senators to be able to speak in complete sentences and understand complete sentences without closed captioning. That's a fairly important part of the job. I prefer the same thing for my president. I find it to be, I know we joke about it all the time on the show, I find it to be the most embarrassing thing in the world because I love my country so much that the president of the United States of America embarrasses me every single time he speaks. I hate it. It drives me crazy. Dustin, Illinois, go.
Hey, good show. I just wanted to ask, I know iHeart took over a lot of like Clear Channel stations and all that, and we lost our local guy here, which I know that's just business, but iHeart seems pretty liberal with their own iHeart ads as far as climate control and the gay agenda and all that, and I just wondered what your thoughts were about that.
Well, I don't control any of those. I don't own these airwaves. That's the thing. If you hear me speaking, if you hear my voice speaking for something, that's something I have chosen. And if you don't hear me speaking for it, it's probably because I refused. I'm given the option to refuse. Premier Networks owns these airwaves. They don't belong to. They have allowed me to use them for some time. They can do whatever they want to do because they're the daggone boss. To their credit, they have never once, ever hinted that I'm not allowed to say something or do something. And you hear the things I say on this show? Do you hear anyone else talking like this? No. I've never once had that phone call, even like a subtle text message. They're just, do you think you could not avoid, or do you think you could not say that? Maybe don't call or don't. I've never. Nothing. Not one. As long as that keeps up, I'm a happy man. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Kelly, a scriptor extraordinaire, and now you can be oracle of all media. All right, well, I'm very pessimistic. I really don't think we have a future. I think we're done. But if we do get the Senate and the Congress, is there any way to stop the climate agenda and get us out of the Paris Accord? And can the states do anything about energy, you know, and oil and gasoline and diesel?
Okay, this is a good question because we have to manage expectations, right? We're going to have the House. I believe we're going to have the Senate. And like I said, I think we're going to have something like 53 seats. I mean, it could be 54. We're going to have the House and we're going to have the Senate. There are things we can and cannot do. We can investigate. They can hold hearings. If enough Republicans have the guts, they can start taking away money, zeroing out budgets. These are things we can do. These are the things we cannot do. We cannot pass legislation. We simply cannot. Joe Biden will simply veto any piece of legislation that comes his way. his radical base would never allow a piece of Republican legislation that was worth passing to actually pass. So don't bank on legislation. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, especially because Joaquin is so down, but there's nothing we can do about the climate change death mob at the federal level until we have the presidency as well. Because Joe Biden canceled Keystone, canceled the leases. This was all done through fiat. This was all done through executive order. We can't do anything until we hold the presidency. But it is not all bad news. The states can. The states can. We are going to have three-fifths, like we're likely going to have control of three-fifths of the states in this country. The states can, and they already are, band together against this despicable ESG agenda out there. The states can start working together to create parallel economies that won't see you crushed for having a bad opinion. PayPal today announced they're bringing back a $2,500 penalty for violations of acceptable use policy. What's that mean? If you say a man cutting off his wiener doesn't make him a woman, they're going to take $2,500 of your money. You can't use PayPal. Well, you have to use something. We have to create parallel economies. The states give us power. The states give us power. The power the House and the Senate have, yes, it's something. I don't want to dismiss it. It's good. It's something. It's better than what we have. It's not everything, all right? Rob, Salt Lake, go.
Midlife crisis, minivan Kelly. Hey, Denzel Caldy wants the symmetry back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, I'm not only calling from my Pure Talk phone, but I find I got some hair growing in funny places, and I'm noticing my voice changing some pitch a little bit with my vitality stack. Loving
my
that.
Man.
Hey,
my man.
I think you need to get after that goober, pretend Chris, about giving you all the emails with the massive breaking news. And you may want to hit that button, too, because I've emailed you a couple of times on a topic that I feel like everybody is wondering and nobody's really been able to get to the bottom of, which is, why is it that this vaccine just keeps getting pushed in spite of mountains of evidence that we have now that not only do children not need it, but it's actually more harmful than it is beneficial for basically most people.
Why is it still getting pushed? Because absolutely demonic monsters run the United States of America, including our public health administration, and all they care about is money. That's why it's being pushed. Because Big Pharma coordinated with the government. Yes, this goes back to Operation Warp Speed. They linked up with the government to release themselves from all liability and get a massive taxpayer handout to rush a, quote, vaccine to the market that was not tested. It has instead been tested on people. We now have young men dying of heart attacks routinely in their teens and 20s in the country, and they're still pushing it because we have monsters, subhumans who run this place who don't care about human life. All they care about is money. That's why it's being pushed. That's why. That clear enough? Chris, was that clear enough? All right, one more segment. 877-377-4373. Couple more calls, headlines, and then it's Ask Dr. Jesse time.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before Ask Dr. Jesse Friday finally arrives in full form tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear gifted vertically, dear fellow vertically gifted Adonis, I sympathize with your airplane struggles. Now, I'm not 6'8", I'm a shrimpy 6'5", but I still get your pain. Once I see them reach for the button and feel the pushback, I lean in and don't give an inch. I do the same thing too, Chris. I actually push forward. If I can't be comfortable, neither can you. I don't know about you, but I love seeing the struggle when it doesn't work. They inevitably turn around and see what's causing the issue. That's when you lock eyes and establish dominance. My 10-year-old daughter loves the Frito Bandito. Can you hit her with that? Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes for you. And of course she can have the Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch. Bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that gets me in the mood for Friday, Chris. That gets me. You know, I'm so disappointed in you about the restaurant thing the other day, Chris. I don't think we've even talked about that. So just so you know, I was doing something and Chris was out. This was off show hours. And Chris sends me a text to me and Michael. He says, hey, I'm at a Mexican restaurant down here. And there's a family at one of the tables singing the Frito Bandito song. And he's like, wonder where they heard that, which, of course, it would be our show because no one else has heard that song since the 60s. And I told him, go up to them and talk to them. It's one big family. You know if there are people, they'd be freaking wonderful. And then tell them who you are. But you didn't. You wussed out, Chris. Oh, family reunion. Those suck. Go meet someone else. Family reunions are horrible. Everyone just pretends they're awesome. All right, make it snappy. Joe, Florida, go.
Hey, I have always said that we're measured by how we speak. And all we have to communicate with is language. And if we can't get the thought across to the other person, well, what's the usefulness of this? So I completely support what you say about speech and being able to complete sentences.
Amen. Look, especially as a senator, remember, their job is not to look pretty. Their job is to have hearings all day long. They question witnesses. They interpret things. John Fetterman can't be a senator. Brian, Kansas, go.
Hey, Jesse, I love your show. I've got a hilarious lookalike for you. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary, Google Orange Blossom from Strawberry Shortcake 100 years ago. She looks just like Orange Blossom. It's hilarious.
I'm doing this live on the air. Okay, so Karine Diversity Hire, Google Orange Blossom. Someone else do this with me so I'm not alone. Orange Blossom. Strawberry Shortcake. All right, we're doing this together here. Oh, it totally is. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Gosh, that's funny. Tawny, San Diego, last one, go.
Hi, if we predict a red wave with the states, what are the odds of them stealing the midterms like they did with Trump since we saw a red wave with him?
Remember something. Remember when it comes to the election fraud and the dirty things Democrats do when it comes to the election. There's confusion out there. There wasn't cheating everywhere. They cheated everywhere. That's not true. They don't have the infrastructure to cheat everywhere. The places there were problems were the swing states, the super blue areas in swing states. That's where they did it. That's why you can have a red wave in the midterms. Are we in trouble for the 2024 presidential election? Yeah, we might be. We really might be. I'm not going to lie, because that issue has not been solved. But where was all this cheating? You've done all the reading. You've seen it all. Where was it? Madison, Wisconsin. Fulton County, Georgia. The super blue areas in swing states. Philadelphia, a long time, one of the dirtiest cities in the country. The whatever cheating takes place is not going to hurt us, well, not too badly, in the midterms. Might it cost us the presidency again? Yeah, might. It really might. I'm not going to sugarcoat things for you. That's a hard truth, but it's true. What are we going to do? Nothing. We're going to lay down and suck our thumb? No, our T levels are too high because we've been taking male vitality stacks with chalk. Ladies, you've been taking your female vitality stack too, right? You ready to feel better? Maybe even lose weight. Fellas, you want to feel better? Lose weight? Sleep better? I bounce off the walls now. I have so much daggone energy. I can't go to sleep when I get home and it's late. They have 35% off the subscriptions now, so that's how you save a fortune. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse saves you 35%. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Pretty impressive, right? And when I say cancel it at any time, it's not a scam. I would never do that to you. You know that. Call and cancel if it doesn't do what I tell you it does. It does, though. It's incredible. Male vitality stack. female vitality stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Climate activists dump soup on Vermeer's girl with a pearl earring. Yes, the climate change death cultists are still out there trashing paintings. And it does, you know, I probably should do a whole segment on this. I don't have time to do it now. You know what this, makes me think? It makes me think the West is too nice to defeat the communists. We're just too kind. These people, you should be afraid to do this kind of stuff. No matter where you are. I don't care if you're in some backwater country or in America. You should be afraid to do this, but they're not. They're all paid and they all go do it with no fear whatsoever. And that's the problem. U.S. speeds up plans to store upgraded nukes in Europe. Is there a lot of nuke talk in the news lately, or is it just me? That's not good. Mortgage rates reach highest level in 20 years. I am thanking the good Lord on high every day. I got my 2.25% while it lasted. Oh yeah, Chris, it's called good credit and paying your bills. Germany is dismantling a what to make way for what? This is from Not the Bee. They're dismantling a wind farm and putting in coal. Isn't it amazing how the prospects of freezing to death in the winter all of a sudden make all that ridiculous green stuff go away a lot faster? GOP Rep. Liz Cheney backs Alyssa Stotkin in tight Michigan House race in her first endorsement of a Democrat. That Liz Cheney thing is just bizarre. People will just burn down every bridge, every ounce of credibility they have in order to spite Trump. Somehow, it's very weird how much he controls how people think. Arizona Rep. Gosar invites Zelensky and Putin to Arizona for Ukraine-Russia peace talks. I guess I'm all for it. Let's go with world peace before we go with nuclear weapons. Jury convicts men of supporting plot to kidnap Michigan governor. In case you're wondering, those are the men who the FBI completely entrapped and set up and then released the details of the case in October right before an election to make the right-wingers look like a bunch of dangerous domestic terrorists. That's the kind of FBI we still have right now in the country. Okay. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You going to be there? I'm going to be there. We'll be there. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.